And Isaac was 40 years old in verse 20 when he took Rebekah to be the wife, the daughter of Bethuel, of the Syrian, of Padan Aram, and the sister to Laban, the Syrian. And Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife because she was barren. The Lord was entreated to him, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived. The children struggled together within her, and she said, "If it be so, why am I thus?" And she went to inquire of the Lord. The Lord said unto her, "Two nations are in the womb. Two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels, and one people shall be stronger than the other people. And the elder shall serve the younger. And when her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb." The Bible said the first came out red all over like a hairy garment, and they called his name Esau. After that came his brother out, and his hand took hold of Esau's heel, and his name was called Jacob, and Isaac was 80 years old when she bare them. And the boys grew, and Esau was a cunning hunter, a man of the field, and Jacob was a plain man, dwelling in the tents, and Isaac loved Esau because he did eat of his venison, but Rebekah loved Jacob. And Jacob sought pottage, and Esau came from the field, and he was faint. And Esau said to Jacob, "Feed me, I pray thee, with the same red pottage, for I am faint." Therefore was his name called Edom, which the name Edom, or the word Edom, means red. And he said, Jacob said, "Sell me this day thy birthright." And Esau said, "Behold, I am at the point to die, and what profit shall this birthright do to me?" Jacob said, "Swear to me this day," and he sware unto him, and he sold his birthright unto Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage of lentils, and did eat and drink, and rose up and went his way. And thus Esau despised his birthright. What a bad testimony of a man that's raised in a family here. Well, I think about Isaac. He was God's man. He was chosen by God. And Isaac was born to Abraham and Sarah in their old age. And the name Isaac just simply means laughter. And then we find here Esau being born, and he was born, firstborn, had the privileges of a firstborn, and sold them for a bowl of soup. And then, listen, he despised his birthright. How many people's been raised in a spiritual home that despise their raising? Tonight, they think that they've been done wrong. Son, now listen, if you've been born into a spiritual family, you better thank God for it tonight. Amen. It don't mean you're saved because your mom and dad is, but it does mean, thank God, you're going to hear the gospel. If they've been saved and they're under the gospel's preaching, amen. Listen tonight. There's a lot of people tonight like to be in the seat you in. That's right, thank God. But God put that down. God's the order, ordered everything. Everything God does, He does right. And God's a faithful God tonight. So I want to preach a little bit about this tonight. I want to talk to you a little bit. Thank God about God's work here in this thing. For God set this thing up, and nothing ever happened that God didn't ordain or God didn't set up for His purpose in this what God brought forth. For two came out of the womb. They was twins. Amen. The Bible said. And the Bible said here, and this is a thought tonight, the children struggled within her. And I will say tonight that the struggle you have is not without. The struggle you have is within. For we struggle within ourselves. Amen. Listen, when God dealt with your heart, when you got under conviction of sin, you had to have some struggles within you. It wasn't that you just simply yielded to God and said, "I'm giving myself to God" at that time. God had to bring you, God, to a place that you would submit yourself to the authority of God. Now, salvation tonight, can I say this? Salvation is not easy. Amen. It only is easy after God does it. Amen. Listen. A lot of people tonight say this is the easy plan. But brother tonight, it takes God. Paul was kicking against the pricks. And mankind kicks against God. Listen. God, my friend, has to break that man. God, through the
the word of God through conviction. Thank God no man saved, my friend, because he woke up one day and thought he had followed God. Amen. Listen, a lot of people think tonight because they, thank God, go to the house of God, they're saved. But brother, they're not saved because they entered the building. This is just a place that God set aside we meet in. Amen. Listen, you can't get somebody saved. That's God's business in getting somebody saved. Amen. Listen, when I was lost without God, it wouldn't have helped anybody to come up to me and said, do you believe this verse? The verse is a, listen, it's a, it is a statement. It is the truth. But the only way the verse is going to be applied is God speaks it to your heart through the Holy Ghost. And the struggle tonight, friends, within you. Hey, God, the struggle's always within a man. Especially in Jacob's life. He was within the womb of his own mother. And the children struggled with one another. And you struggle within when you're lost. You have a problem with your pride. And pride's got to go. You can't get saved with pride in your life. Amen. Listen, friend, you're going to have some Holy Spirit works in you. You've got to come to the place, thank God, that you give yourself up. A man don't get saved thinking a lot of himself. He thinks a lot of what the Word of God says, and he sides with God against himself. And the day God saved you, amen, it was an act of God to give you the grace to repent toward God and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not, listen, I'm against this modern day soul winning. I think it's, my friend sent more people to hell, thank God, by just getting a fact to somebody saying, if you believe this, you're all right. Amen. I listened to a man the other day preach, and he said this guy stood on the corner of the street. He asked the man, was he saved? And he said, no, sir, I'm not saved. He said, well, don't you believe the Bible? He said, sure, I believe the Bible. He said, well, you believe John 3:16, don't you? And he read John 3:16 to him, and he said, yeah, I believe that. That's what the Bible says. And he said, that man said, well, you saved then if you believe that. And he said, that man said, you saying I'm saved because I believe that? That man said, yeah, your name's in the heaven's book right now. And he said, what's your name? And so he told the man another name besides his name because he thought that man was going to do something about it. He was afraid of it. And so this man calls a real true preacher, and he says, this man said, I'm saved. He said, I'm scared to death because he said, I'm saved by believing John 3:16. He said, but I know my name in heaven because I gave him the wrong name. Amen. Ain't that something that a lot of people think? Hey, friend, I'm telling you this. A man's not saved by disbelieving a verse in the Bible. I'm going to tell you that salvation is believing in a person. It's meeting a person. It's revelation from the Holy Ghost that the Word of God shows you who Christ is. And if He don't show you who Christ is through the spoken Word from God Himself, thank God in making known to you who He is, you'll die lost, friend. It ain't making a mental decision. Thank God it's the Holy Spirit birthing you into the family of God tonight. Amen. That's right. Thank God that's what He's saying tonight. Thank God I'm different. And I'm not different because of what I do. Now listen tonight. Jacob and Esau were two. Thank God they're born out of the same womb. And one, my friend, was a reprobate in the end. And one was saved. One was a child of God. One was in the lineage of Christ. And listen, it wasn't that God, amen, looked at their good works. It was just simply, thank God, out of God's own will, thank God that Jacob, whose name means supplanter. Esau means red man. Amen. It was Jacob. Thank God that God particularly set his will on. Thank God and brought him that way, friend. Thank God, I said the other day and I'll say it again. God don't advocate wrongdoing, but God still can turn a situation around and use it. Thank God to bring forth his will in a man's life. How many times have you missed yes, God, that God taught you in it to get you to where you at. Hey, God, prentice God has to do that to you where you wouldn't get glory in it. And thank you, done it, amen. Listen, Gideon had three. Well, he had all in me. He said, you got too many. He said, you got too many. He said, all y'all afraid, go home. You know how many finally got down to? 300. You know why he said he wasn't going to let you go, let that crowd go fight? He said, what you'll do, you'll get under and bounce yourself and say, I've won the victory. And he said, you're going to get down here with 300 men and fight the Midianites. And he said, God will get all the glory for it. Amen. Listen, friend, we've made it numbers today. Numbers. I'm for numbers because that's a person, but I'm not for numbers. Amen. The vault, what numbers we have are the vault, thank God, to say, well, look what we're doing or look what we've achieved. It's no achievement in man. The achievement's in God in man. And God used Gideon when he got down there. Thank God to win the battle. And brethren, you know that. God gave victory to that crowd. God always uses the weak things to confound the wise. God don't have to have nothing big. God's the big one. And he don't listen. God does as he wants to do. Amen. You said, I wouldn't have chose you. I wouldn't either. Amen. That's God's doings. Amen. God's the one that chose me. Thank God to deal with my heart and prick me through the gospel preached. It wasn't nothing of myself. I didn't wake up one morning and think, I sure wish God would prick my heart. Amen. I'm just living in sin, living my own way, doing what I want to do, living, brethren. Thank God to do what Joel Hunt wanted to do. Amen. The God got on my case through the man of God preaching to me and letting me know I was going to hell if I didn't repent. And I couldn't repent, didn't know how to repent. Amen. But I tell you, I got to doing the best I could. Amen. I mean, I quit a lot of things before I got saved. Amen. I mean, I quit the way I was talking. I quit some of the way I was living. But that still wouldn't satisfy God. Amen. But listen, repentance is not always a change of mind. It's a change of action. And your attitude toward God and His authority. And unless a man repent, he'll perish. But that man of God said, you got to be born again. You got to repent. And I didn't know how to repent. You didn't know how to repent. Thank God, you couldn't turn yourself. It had to be God to do it. And God had to turn you to God. Amen. Listen, everything we got tonight, thank God, on the foundation of God Himself. Amen. Listen, Christ is the foundation. The truth is the foundation. And if you don't have that, you have no foundation. And I'm telling you, the only thing the Holy Ghost will bless is what is true. Amen. The only reason God don't bless some things is because it ain't the truth. Amen. God don't bless nothing that ain't the truth. He ain't obligated to bless nothing that ain't even in context in the Word of God. Amen. Listen. Thank God they struggle within. And the struggle you have tonight is within yourself tonight. Amen. And so Esau and Jacob struggled. If you look at the life of Jacob, it was full of struggles. Till he finally laid himself down on the bed and gave up the ghost. You look at it. Look at his life. He struggled with his own brother. He struggled with Laban. Amen. That's right. He struggled. Thank God with others around him. He ultimately struggled when they come back and said, Joseph is dead. Thank God they brought his coat back, and he struggled within his bosom about his own son being dead. And finally, thank God, when they came after him and he saw the wagons and his spirit revived within him, he said, I got to go see Jacob. Joseph before I die. And he got down there and he saw Joseph eyeball to eyeball. Amen. And he knew it was time for him to leave, cause all his boys into the room and tells them their fate, amen, or what their blessing was. And God, he just told them the way it was going to be with them. And he pulled his legs up in his bed and died, amen. But all his life it was struggle after struggle after struggle. But brother, I'm telling you, is that not the Christian life? Is that not the way it is from your birth into the family of God? There's been struggles. There's struggles within, struggles without. And God, struggles in your mind, struggles in your heart. Amen. Struggles with of other people, struggles with other religions. Amen. We're on the thank God the few there be that find it, because the only way you find it is He shows it to you. You can't find it unless He opens His eyes. Thank God to what the truth is. And I'm telling you, not the only way I have truth. Thank God He put it in me. Amen. That's the only way you have truth tonight. You don't have truth, thank God, because you say, I believe the Bible. Thank God the truth. Thank God got to be put in you. Amen. That's right. If it ain't put in you, you ain't got it. Amen. Listen. Thank God, friend. I'm telling you, me and my wife's talking about today at supper, about all these people that's just in falseness. They Baptist church members, Baptist preachers. Amen. Thank God they're false, friend. If they preach a gospel, thank God, that don't include Holy Ghost power and conviction and repentance and faith, I'm telling you, they're not preaching the gospel. The gospel's good news, but it's only good news for them that need it. And everybody needs it to know that. Brother, listen, when you see yourself condemned and you see yourself going to hell and you see yourself lost, that's good news, amen. Because that's where it's good. Thank God that can deliver you, amen, from a sin life, amen. A lot of people tonight don't see it good news. They just see it. You know, they the gospel's been made a fairy tale to some people. It's just like going to Disneyland. Amen. The castle's on the hill up there. All you got to do is believe, and you'll get to go up there and rock on the front porch with Grandma. God help our people. Buddy, I tell you, I'm against all that kind of thinking. Buddy, I ain't going to rock in nothing man-made, son. I'm going to bow my knees and worship the King. Amen, son. I'm telling you, these people got the wrong conception of heaven today. And everybody don't go. He said, few there be that find it. And the only way you find it is He show it to you. And the struggle, thank God, between me and my wife had it. I mean, thank God I struggled with myself because I had too much pride. She struggled with religion because she had enough religion. Amen, to send her to hell. But I'm telling you, God had to give her clarity of understanding the gospel. Amen. Reality. And truth is reality. Amen. That's right. You know what people say? I don't see it like that. Well, sure you don't. You're blind. Amen. Listen, He said, except a man be born again, he can't see the kingdom of God. It's not seen by a natural eye. It's seen by the Holy Ghost making it real to you. And the struggle tonight, my friend, thank God's within you tonight. If you're sitting here lost tonight, it's a struggle with sin. It's a struggle with pride. It's a struggle with your life, and the only way to get out of the struggle, thank God, to be born again, amen. And still, you're going to have struggles without. Every day you live, there's a temptation. Somebody said, I'm tempted. Well, Jesus was tempted. Jesus was tempted. He's tempted at all points, like as we are. There's not a temptation you're going to face that He wasn't tempted with, or He can't help you in the temptation. That's just the way it is. It's a struggle, Brother Keith. It's a struggle. It's a struggle in this world today. Thank God, that's just a wicked world. Thank God. Why would a man want the world that's going to take him to hell? Because he's of the world. Jesus said, they're not of the world. Amen. I pray for them and not the world. I pray for them, thank God, that they might, amen, love one another and be one as we are one. And brother, you can't be one with them that are one unless you are one, amen. And you have to be one of them. Hey, God, even Peter denied the Lord, and he said, amen, he said, hey, God, he said, I know not to man. They said, we seen you with him, amen. He said, I know not to man. They said, well, your speech tells me you with him. Amen. Listen, hey, God, friend, he was one of them, even though he denied the Lord three times. Amen. Jesus asked him three times, do you love me more than these? And I'll ask you that tonight. You love Jesus more than anything else. Amen. Do you love Him more than your family? Do you love Him more than your friends? Do you love Him more than your possessions? Do you love Him more than your money? Do you love Him more than who you are? Do you love Him more than yourself? That's the hardest one. Because when you're going to be His disciple and walk with Him, He don't take back seats. Thank God, I'm telling you, He's it only. And it ain't Jesus, others, and you. It's Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And if He ain't number one tonight, thank God we need to check up, amen. He's number one in your life if you say tonight. I guarantee you that, friend. He ain't no second or third. And buddy, I'm telling you what, me and my wife became one. I find in this Bible that the body of Christ is one, the whole, Father, Son, Holy Ghost is one, and the husband and wife is one. That's the only ones I see in the Scripture tonight. And brother, listen, I'm preaching an Old Testament text trying to make a New Testament application. But what I'm saying is tonight, Jacob struggled with his own brother. He even caught the heel of that rascal. Hey, God, when he was coming out, I was reading a little bit today. Amen. And Gil, he made the statement. I said, and he said, you know why Jacob grabbed his heel? And I said, I thought in my own mind, I couldn't give an answer. And Mr. Gill, he's going to come up with something, you know. And he said, well, he wanted to pull him back and get out first. Amen. But I don't know if that's true or not. But I will say this. Amen. God had this thing set up. He said, the elder shall serve the younger. Daniel, listen. Hey, God, the only way, listen. The only way you're going to serve God, son, is the elder, the first man. Hey, God's going to have to yield to the second birth. The first birth is Adam. The second birth is Christ. Amen. Listen, you're going to have to yield yourself. Hey, God, the my friend, to Christ. Hey, God, because it's a picture in that Old Testament. Hey, God, Ishmael, Isaac. Hey, God, Esau, Jacob. That's right. And through the Scripture, God says you're going to have a second birth. And without the second birth, hey, God, you'll never worship Him. Amen. That's right. Makes me happy tonight. Thank God to know it happened. Amen. That's right. Thank God, buddy. I'm telling you, if you take this Scripture tonight, He's two nations in you. One's a bunch of Edomites and one's Israelites. That's what He's saying right there. He said, it's coming out of you. They're separated. They're divided. He said, one's stronger than the other. They prevail over the other. He said, they're twins. Amen. That's right. They're born, my friend, the same time. Amen. Listen. Thank God right there shows you God, my friend, in what He had set up. Thank God to bring this one out called Jacob. Amen. After the Edomite, Esau. And then He said here in verse number 27, He even talked about how they grew and what they liked. The name Esau, and God means red, but he was a cunning hunter, very skillful hunter, and his name really means he's a rough man. That's why he said Jacob was a plain man, because plain means he was gentle. He was mild, stayed around the house. Amen. And listen tonight, he said here, and he sawed pottage, and so he made a bowl of soup. Amen. And here Esau comes out of the field, and he's weary. Now I want to tell you something tonight. Don't make decisions when you're weary. Amen. A lot of people that's weary of things. And they listen, he traded off something. Thank God it was a privilege. And what he had, because he was so tired when he came out of the field. Thank God, friend, I'm telling you, a lot of times we get weary in well-doing. And we shall reap if we faint not. But Esau was more concerned about the natural and the temporal more than the eternal. Amen. How many times are we like that? We got to be honest. Sometimes we like that. We think more about the natural than we do eternal things. I'll give you a spiritual-minded man. He always sets his affection on things above. He always acknowledges God. What do you think? This Scripture wasn't wrote in vain. He said, in all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. That's a Bible truth, friend. He ain't going to leave you. Let us hear what He said. He said, sell me this day thy birthright. There's a price when you buy something. If this man's selling you something, you're paying something for it. He gave up his own birthright. Birthright was the privilege of the firstborn in the Israelite family. But he didn't care about it. This is what he said. He said, I'm at the point to die, and what profit shall this birthright do me? How many young people tonight have raised in this church and other churches where they preach the gospel have said, I don't want mama and daddy's way. I don't want that. That's basically what Esau was saying. I don't want what God's got for me. I'd rather have a bowl of soup. Son, if I was going to sell something, I wouldn't want to sell it for a bowl of pottage. Amen. Notice this here. Jacob said, swear to me this day. In other words, make an oath. Sometimes they had to say it seven times. Like if Esau buying this, he'd say, I swear to you, Jacob. I swear to you, Jacob, that I'm selling my birthright for this bowl. He'd have to say it seven times before God and a witness. I'm not saying that's, but that's a true thing right there. And you know, the thing about it is, I thought about preaching tonight on some things you ought not sell. A young lady ought not sell her virginity. A young man ought not sell his virginity. A young man ought not sell his manhood. Let me tell you, Mama, tonight, let him be a boy. Don't you put girlish things on a young boy. All that's going to do is it's going to make him a sissy and it's going to lead him toward this gay life. Boy, I thought about that this afternoon. It got in my son. I thought, God help. I've never seen a day where there ain't many men no more. Mamas and daddies ought to teach their kids that, Brother Dennis. They ought to teach their boys, listen, you be a boy. You're going to have to be a boy. Amen. You ain't going to play with baby dolls. And, amen. I ain't going to dress you like a little sissy boy because I want a girl. Amen. Thank God I ain't going to put pink all on you. Amen. Thank God I'm going to let you grow up and be a boy. Let you play in the dirt a little bit. Amen. Let you, thank God, shoot a gun. I don't care what these activists say. They crazy anyhow. Amen. Buddy, I'm telling you what, they crazy. Thank God it ain't never, listen to me. This ain't got no spirituality with it, don't reckon. There ain't never a gun kill nobody. That's the man that's got it. These bunch of liberals ain't got a brain. They don't have no brain. You don't. You ever saw a gun? Ain't no gun jumped up and killed nobody. Somebody, the man is holding it. You ain't going to stop that. I read today, I know I read a lot of different things. I was reading, they said, and this is somebody wrote this, I guess it's some kind of historical writing. Hey, man, I don't know whether it's true or not, and I always tell you that, but I don't know if it is or not. They said the way Esau died is when one of the grandsons of Jacob took a club and knocked him upside the head because he wanted to try to steal his land. Whether it's true or not, I don't know. But I'll tell you one thing, son. You go back to them days, praise God. Amen. It was a fighting, amen. That's exactly right, son. Amen. You didn't hear nobody say, let's outlaw these swords, amen. That's right, thank God. Amen. Hey, Peter took a sword and tried to kill that man. He didn't have a good mark, cut his ear off. Jesus put it back on. But I'm telling you this, thank God. If we're going to raise them, thank God we ought to raise them right. Amen. Listen, I let my kids say a few things that was a little rough, not no bad. Language, but the reason I did, I didn't want them to go like a sissy way, amen. Right. Amen. Girls ought to be girls. Don't be no tomboys. Amen. That's right. What boy wants to marry a girl that looks like a boy? I wouldn't. If I was a girl, which I ain't got no girlish in me, buddy. I'm against it. But I'm telling you, a girl ought to want to marry a man. They don't want a man today because they don't want to be told what to do. They want a puppet. Huh? That's exactly right. Y'all ladies don't get mad at me. I'm just telling you God's truth. We're raising a generation of independent Jezebels. That's the truth, buddy. Got that right. I'll take that man of God down. Son, the dogs ate her. Amen, buddy. You know what? What was it? They didn't eat her brain, wasn't her skull. Her hand, old dirty hands. They didn't eat the palms of her hands. Her old dirty feet. They ate everything else on her. Amen. You say, preacher boy, this is outdated. It might be, but God ain't outdated. I'm going to tell you what works. I guarantee you, put it to test. Amen. Thank God, let the man be the man, woman be the woman. Amen. And listen, tonight we've got so out of order. Thank God, I'm telling you, it's in a mess in America tonight. And we got people like Pelosi up there. Thank God, ain't got a brain and a put in a bird and fly backwards. It's pitiful, but that's just the God's truth. And we're living in a day, friend, where there's big people, both Muslims and everything else, and wonder why we in a mess. Ain't God the same reason God wouldn't choose Esau? He saw in Esau, ain't God, my friend, which he wasn't known this, that. It was because God's plan. But I'm telling you, friend, tonight, if God leave a man alone like he did Esau, he'll not repent on the salvation. He'll be sorry that he lost his birthright. Amen. Esau's repentance wasn't because he done God wrong. Esau tried to repent with tears because, you know why? I'll tell you why he did. Because he missed a blessing. God didn't grant him repentance because he wasn't broke over the situation of why he gave it up. He said, listen, he said he despised his birthright. Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage, and he despised his birthright. Isn't that right? What the book says. You know what the word despise means? I hate it. I don't want it. I reject it. What good is it me now? I got to have something to eat. I'm going to die. How many people have heard the gospel, the grace of God, and actually leave despising it? You better be glad God put some grace with the gospel. Really, the law wasn't good news to you to let you know where you was, but it was good news. Hell, preaching on hell, it ain't much good news in hell, but it is good news. Because it gets you seeing where you headed. And I'm going to tell you this tonight, brother. Listen, there's going to be a struggle till we leave out of here. I'm going to tell you this right now. You better hang on. Places like this that preach the Word of God, and this ain't the only place. There's a lot of them. And some brothers I know that preach. We ain't, thank God, we ain't like Elijah. We the only one. He said, no, I got 7,000 hadn't bowed their knee to Baal. Lord, kiss him. Well, I ain't got that syndrome, son. That's self-righteous thinking right there. I'm the only one. Amen. But I will tell you this. This time and day, listen, these boys right here, it's going to be a... I ain't going to be here when they around 30 years old, probably. How old are you? 9. Well, 30 years from now, I'd be about 90. Probably won't be here. Lord tarries. What's going to be in the pulpit? What's going to be in the pulpit? That little old boy back there in the pew, Harlan, come around shooting. Who's going to preach to him 30 years from now? You say, praise God, we're going to have preaching. Well, I mean, I'm sure a lot of churches thought that 30 years ago, and now they ain't nothing but a pony show, games. I want to tell you this. You just think this right here. Think about this right here. I want you to take, and I'm through. Anything that can't bring a sinner to God in a church, it ain't much good. Now listen, I ain't against getting together and doing an activity. But it ain't going to bring a sinner to God. Pizza parties ain't going to bring a sinner to God. It's what I'm doing. I'm preaching. It's what you do on Sunday morning, other men teaching the Word of God, that the Holy Spirit used the truth. A good song's a preparation for the heart of man to hear. We don't sing the gospel. We preach the gospel. Somebody said, I like that good gospel music. Well, I ain't got no fallout over what you're saying, but it ain't gospel music. The gospel is the Word of God. It's psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs singing, making me a heart to the Lord. And I thank God for the boys singing tonight. You done good on that. I'm proud of you. Thank God for you. Amen. Matthew, y'all getting together with that. And these boys coming to church tonight. And working all day and doing what they got to do to make it. Come sit and hear this kind of preaching. Kind of a little weak, but it'll work. Amen. But I'm telling you this, brethren. If a man's going to get saved, there's going to be some struggles before he does. Brother Todd, there's going to be some struggles for it. Miss Jennifer, there are some struggles. I remember the first time that the Holy Spirit come to you and said, I see the face countenance change. You struggled about a week with it. And then you got here the next week. Amen. Thank God the struggle is over. I'm free. Amen. You remember that day when the struggle... You'll never get free till you're willing to give up. That's right. When you give up that night down at that house of God, Brother Shake, after that brother preached that night, thank God when you give up and you gave up. It wasn't what you prayed. It's what your heart cried and gave up. So when they come out of the womb, son, it was a struggle till they got out. And there'll be a struggle till you get out of this world. Amen. There'll be a struggle, Brother Danny. There's going to be a struggle. Thank God the victory's already been won. The victory's already been won. Listen, I'm not trying to win a battle. Thank God the battle's already been won. How do you win the battle? By faith. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. We believe God. Put on the whole armor of God and stand. He wins the battle. He's already won the battle. You facing battles tonight. I'm facing battles. There's things I got to find from God what to do. God, I need some direction. Holy Spirit, help me. God, help me. I feel weak sometimes. But I'll tell you what. He said, when you're weak, that's when I can work. That's right. As long as you think you can do it, it probably won't work. Don't try to figure it out. Believe Him. Amen. That's right. May the Lord help us tonight. Stand with me across the church.